Welcome to the Growth Times Infinity podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow times infinity in your personal development journey, giving you weekly doses of inspiration, motivation, and insights on how to take your personal growth to the next level. And now, your host, Reggie Bizor.
So over the years, I would think about the music industry, and I would think about all the artists, the groups that would come and go into the music industry over the years. Think about it. There have been so many artists in the history of music, not to mention the so-called great artists, right? I have even dabbled in the music industry as well. But when I was in the music industry, I remember hearing about how these label heads would tell these artists as they came into the music industry, they would tell them, hey, all you need is one good song. All you need is one hit, and you're pretty much set for a very long time. And as I thought about that, I would think over the years how we've had so many artists who came into the industry and had these one-hit wonders. And from time to time, when we hear these songs, our reaction to this song, we may say something like, oh yeah, I remember that song. That was a really good song. Think about all the one-hit wonders we didn't have. And when we heard them, we remembered them, right? We remembered that one song. But actually, maybe we remembered it and maybe we didn't. But when these artists would come out with these one-hit wonders, some people would actually remember it. So you have these artists who put out one-hit wonders, but then you have artists who have hits. Not only one hit, not only one song, but they have put out hit after hit after hit over their career. You think about the great artists like Michael Jackson. You think about the Beatles. You think about Rolling Stones. And the list goes on about these great artists, right? And these artists who have put out hit after hit after hit, they are considered successful. They have a high level of success in their music career. You really can't say the same thing about some of the artists or many of the artists who have put out one hit, who have put out one hit wonders. For the most part, one would probably say, oh yeah, they had that one good song, but then there's nothing else to say except that. So going back to what I mentioned before in regards to these label heads telling these artists that all they need is one song, all they need is that one hit, and they're set for a very long time. That's all and well, but why tell someone that all they need is that one hit? Why not encourage them to put out as many hits as they can? That way, they would potentially be more successful at putting out multiple hits than one hit. That seems to make more sense to me. But nonetheless, that's how it was back then. And maybe that's how it is now. I'm not for sure. I haven't really just followed the music industry like that. Maybe that's the way it is now. So as far as success in general, I feel like that many of us have succeeded at one point in our lives. If you have lived long enough, you have succeeded. Now, it's one thing to succeed, but it's another thing to continue to succeed. In other words, it's one thing to attain success, but it's another thing to sustain success, which is the topic of discussion on this episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast as we continue the Success in September series. So we are in the midst of discussing two of my favorite topics. So we just discussed music, Now let's talk about sports. Let's talk about Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan, many of us have said that Michael Jordan is the greatest NBA player of all time. He's the greatest basketball player of all times. So you think about Michael Jordan's career over the years. When he came into the league and he dominated as a rookie, he led the league in scoring a number of seasons. And remember when Michael Jordan won his first three championships, he did his first three-peat. So what happened after that first three-peat? Michael Jordan decided to retire from basketball. He decided to leave basketball. He won three championships, and at that time he said he was pretty much done with basketball. And at that point, he decided to play baseball for a little bit. But then after about a year, he decided to come back to the game of basketball. And I remember that time. I remember when he decided to come back and play basketball for the Bulls. I remember the headlines. The headlines read, "I'm back for the love of the game." So Michael Jordan proceeded to come back with the Chicago Bulls, and he won three more championships. So we all know that Michael Jordan has a total of six NBA championships. Now, this particular story, there's two takeaways from it in regards to sustaining success. The first takeaway is having the love, having the passion for what you do. I feel like that whatever it is that you want to do, you have to love it so much. You have to have so much passion for it, because there will be times where we're grinding hard, we working hard, and then there may come a point of time that we get burned out. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I feel like that there have been many people who have gotten to that point in their journey where they got burned out. It happens. But I think our love and our passion for that thing that we do will bring us back around, and we will continue to proceed with our journey. Now, we will get burned out, as I mentioned, but then we have to take a step back. We have to take a break so we can get refreshed, and then just go back and continue our journey. Same thing happened with Michael Jordan. As I mentioned before, when he came back to the game of basketball after winning three championships and playing baseball for about a year, he came back and the headlines read, "I'm back for the love of the game." That tells us that Michael Jordan had so much passion for the game. Yes, there was probably a point of time where he got burned out from the game of basketball, but he decided to come back. Why? Just like the headline said, for the love of the game. That's what brought him back. His love, his passion for the game of basketball. Another takeaway from that story is that there are levels to success. As I mentioned before, many of us have succeeded. Many of us have been successful at something. And I mentioned again, there's one thing to attain success, but it's another thing to sustain success. Now, Michael Jordan could have said to himself, "I won three championships. I have nothing else to prove." And I think, if I remember correctly, he said something to that extent years ago when he won those three championships. And I believe he said something to that extent that he had nothing else to prove. So I think for many of us, if we accomplish something that's equivalent to winning three NBA championships, I think many of us would say, "I've done enough. There's nothing else for me to prove. I've pretty much accomplished as much as I could." I think many of us would say that. But Michael Jordan won three championships, and he may have said that he had nothing else to prove, left the game, came back, and won three more championships. We may tell ourselves that there's not much else we can do, but we need to understand that there are multiple levels and maybe even infinite levels to success. So we shouldn't stop at one point and say to ourselves, we did enough, or there's nothing else for us to prove. There's always more. There's always more work to do. There's always more levels to conquer. So let's level up. And I think that's another key to sustaining success, is to level up. So let's talk about another athlete who won multiple championships. Let's give a shout out to Robert Horry. Robert Horry, along with Michael Jordan, has six championships as well, six NBA championships. He have won championships with the Houston Rockets, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the San Antonio Spurs. Now, as you've heard, Robert Horry went about winning his championships a different route, but he won six championships nonetheless. Now, my takeaway from Robert Horry's story, and another key factor in sustaining success, is to position yourself, putting yourself in a position to win, putting yourself in a better position to succeed. Now, Robert Horry didn't stay with one team like Michael Jordan did and win his six championships. What he did instead was he put himself in a position, he put himself on multiple teams, which gave him a better chance of winning those championships. That's another way to sustain success as well. Putting yourself in a position to win. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, that is very strategic. So positioning yourself to sustain success. Now let's talk about Tom Brady. Many of us call Tom Brady the GOAT. Many of us feel that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play in the National Football League, in the NFL. And we can validate that opinion. We can validate that because Tom Brady has won seven Super Bowls as a quarterback. So that is the primary reason why many of us consider Tom Brady the GOAT, the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL. But what about Eli? What about Eli Manning? Now, while Tom Brady was out there winning championships, yes, Tom Brady won seven championships. But guess what? Eli Manning is 2-0 versus Tom Brady. When they played each other in the Super Bowl, and Eli was the quarterback for the Giants, and Tom Brady was the quarterback for the Patriots, Eli Manning, his team, went 2-0 against Tom Brady and the Patriots. So doesn't that count for anything? Well, I guess to many of us, I guess it doesn't count for much. Because we're not calling Eli Manning the GOAT. We're calling Tom Brady the GOAT. Which leads me to another key factor in sustaining success. And that is to do more than. Do more than the next person. Win more. Allow your wins to outweigh your losses. The more you win, the more likely you will sustain success. Put yourself in a position to win as much as possible. Win as much as possible to the point where no one is discussing your losses. Another key factor of sustaining success is that we have to evolve. We have to realize that the world changes, society changes, things around us change. Now, for me personally, I'm old-fashioned. I'm traditional in many aspects. It can be hard for me to get out of my comfort zone. I have to admit that. It's just the way that I view things. I'm old school. There are certain things that I'm still trying to pick up on. There are certain things that I'm still trying to learn. But there was a point of time where I didn't want to learn, that I didn't want to go along with what's going on in society. But I had to realize, in order for me to succeed in my journey, I have to go along with what's going on in society. And I feel like for many of us, when we say to ourselves that we are unwilling to do something, or we can't do something, or we don't see ourselves doing something, and that something could potentially allow us to level up, allow us to prosper, and allow us to succeed, I feel like when that's the case, we are hanging out in our comfort zone. We are refusing to move away from our comfort zone. But those things that we are unwilling to do, or we say that we can't do, we have to face it that the world is evolving, that society is evolving. So we just gonna have to evolve with it. And we gonna have to turn that I can't to I can. And we have to turn that unwilling to I will. So let's evolve with the world and society if it means for us to succeed in our journey. So let's do a recap of the Success in September series as we bring it home. What we discussed in the first episode of the series, we talked about success has a starting point. We have to start somewhere if we want to be successful. Sometimes that's the most challenging part of the journey, getting started. We want to be successful. We want to prosper. Then we just have to start. We have to start running towards our goals, towards our destination. And then the second episode, we discuss that dreaded four-letter F word, which is fail. And we talk about when doubts creep in our minds and our spirits and in our hearts, which forces us to ask ourselves, what if we fail? What if we fail? Well, ask yourself, what if I do fail? And we have to understand that failure is part of the process. Failure is part of the journey. That if you do indeed fail, it was bound to happen. It was just a matter of time. So once you fail, what did you learn from it? How can you utilize that failure to help you along in your journey as you go forward? Now, there will be times where you will not fail. So whether you fail or you don't fail, continue to press forward in your journey. And then in the third episode, we discussed staying focused in our journey in the midst of distractions. There's going to come a point in time during our journey that life will happen. Things will get in our path. We will come across obstacles. We will come across challenges. Because while we're going along on our journey, we have a family to take care of. We have other things that we need to take care of. Maybe even our jobs. But despite those things, we still have to stay focused on our journey. We must continue to keep our eyes on the prize. And we can do that. We can definitely do that. And now the fourth and final episode. It's not only about attaining success, but it's also about sustaining success. As I mentioned before, we have all succeeded at one point in time in our lives if we live long enough. But can we continue to succeed? Once we succeed, can we say to ourselves, well, I want to succeed more. I want to continue to level up. Instead of being complacent, instead of being satisfied with what we got, and say to ourselves, you know what? I'm good where I'm at. So if you are in a place where you're looking to start, I want to encourage you to start your journey. And if you are currently in a place where you're questioning yourself, where you're having doubts, I want you to shake yourself. I want you to build up the courage to keep going. Prepare for failure, but at the same time, prepare for success as well. If you're in a place in your life right now where you feel like, I want to keep going, but something has come up, so I'm going to have to take a step back. If you really have to do that, then that's fine. But don't take steps back if you follow me. It's okay to step back and take time to analyze things, to reset. There's nothing wrong with that. But once you build up that momentum again, just continue to press forward. So we have come to the conclusion of the Success in September series. So as we close this episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast, I would like to share this tidbit with you. I would like to share this information with you. Now, this particular thing that I came across, a good brother introduced me to this. Some of you may have heard of Dr. Willie Jolly. Dr. Willie Jolly is an author of a number of books. He's an inspirational speaker. And he came out with this, what I would like to call this philosophy, this formula, this creed for success. And I feel like this particular formula or creed, I think this particular resource is really good for those who are looking to sustain success. Again, not only attain success, but sustain success. Now, Dr. Jolly has this thing where it's like five things. It's five things that will lead up to success. That basically, if you go step by step, it can potentially increase your chances of success. Not only succeeding, but sustaining success. Just my personal opinion. He has this thing where number one, that we show up. Now, I've heard over time, over the years, that people say that showing up is half the battle. But according to this creed, showing up is probably only 15 to 20% of the battle, actually. So there's showing up. We got to show up, right? So not only do we show up, we have to show up on time. So it's not only about showing up, but it's all about showing up on time. Whatever we are doing, we have to be consistent. Whatever the assigned time that we have to do what we do, we need to show up time after time after time. So we go from showing up on time to showing up on time with a plan. So you have to make sure that you have a plan, that you have an idea, that you're not just showing up on time, that you're not just going blindly into your journey without you knowing what you want to do. That's what showing up on time with a plan is all about. And then there's showing up on time and implement the plan. So right here, it's all about positioning. It's all about showing up at the assigned time and putting your plan into action. That's what it's all about. So we going from showing up on time to showing up on time with a plan to showing up on time and implement the plan. Until last but not least, show up on time and implement the plan with excellence. That's what it's all about. So if we show up on time and implement the plan with excellence, being consistent, doing it to the best of our abilities, doing it time in and time out, there's potential in us sustaining success. So I want to encourage you, if you're struggling with succeeding, if you're struggling with your journey, I would like to encourage you to consider taking on that creed, taking on that formula. I call it Dr. Willie Jolly's creed of success. So I truly hope that you receive some valuable information from the Success in September series. Feel free to reach out to me and let me know if anything resonated with you, any of those topics resonated with you. Whether it's struggling to start, whether it's dealing with the doubts and questioning yourself, whether it's staying on task while there's so much going on around you in your space, in your life, or if it's about not only attaining success, but also sustaining success. Feel free to reach out to me through social media, or you can reach out to me through email. And my email address is growthxinfinity@gmail.com. And I would like to thank you for tuning into the Sustaining Success episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast, which you can check out on your favorite platform. And while you're at it, feel free to follow, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and leave a review. And if you have received some value from this content, I would like to encourage you to share this podcast with others. Now, as we go forward until the next episode, keep growing and keep going.
Thank you for listening to the Growth Times Infinity podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it. Join Reggie on the next episode as the journey continues. Until next time, keep going and keep growing.